berdiri. Inikah kisah cinta yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, teruntuk dirimu di hatiku. Terlalu indah semua yang
Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Indonesian Dragon Boat team won 3 gold medals at the World Games Chengdu 2025, held at Xinglong Lake Hubin Arena, China. The headed victory came in the 10-seater 500-meter event on Sunday, August 10, 2025, with a record time of 2 minutes 6.64 seconds. The other two gold medals came from the open 8-seater 200-meter and 2,000-meter events, while the silver was secured in the open 8-seater 500-meter race. This achievement was said to be made possible through solid teamwork, defeating rivals from Ukraine, China, Thailand, Spain, and Hungary. President Prabowo Subianto emphasized the importance of strong defense amid global uncertainty and threats. Speaking at the Operational Forces and Military Honor Ceremony in West Bandung Regency on Sunday, August 10th, he addressed the ongoing wars worldwide. The president affirmed that Indonesia will not take any sides with any bloc. As part of efforts to strengthen the military, the president also appointed and confirmed several commanders and military units at the event. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ah, hari yang mantap. Aduh sedap, kamu di Kemang, aku juga. Kok bisa ya nang, kebetulan. Hari yang mantap, aduh senang. Terngiang-ngiang, kamu sayang. Karena kita berdekatan, apa bisa kita bertemu walau sebentar, bersenda gurau dengan kelakar, apa bisa, apa bisa. Kamu akan
terungkap fakta terkuat. Ini adalah hari yang paling mantap. Bertemu kamu hatiku terkoyak bagai bunga yang wangi semerbak. Wofehung, aku jadi bingung. Kalau gak ada kamu, aku jadi linglung. Bang bingung, yuk kita nabung. Bang tingtung, yuk kita ngitung.
Buat apaan? Buat nikah? Daftar KUA, ijab kabul dan langsung sah.
Saya nikahkan kamu dengan anak saya Sekara Pakapa Tapa binti Sekara Beribopa. Dengan mas kawin tersebut dibayar tunai. Sah semuanya?
Oke. Apa bisa? Apa bisa kita bertemu walau sebentar? Bersenda gurau dengan kelakar. Kamu akan nyaman. Ku jamin kamu akan nyaman. Oh, yeah.
Indonesia.
Berharap dan ku
rasa sudah gila. Dan bila pun merasakan punya jiwa, namun kau tak pernah juga bilang gila. Takkan gila, takkan pernah hilang gila.
Indonesia has various types of traditional drinks to warm up the body. For example, on the island of Java, there are bandrek and wedang ronde drinks. This drink made from ginger is also known in Maluku, but the people there know it as air guraka or air goraka. Air guraka is made from red ginger, coconut sugar, and walnuts. Initially, the red ginger is cleaned and then cut into pieces. The ginger is then boiled with coconut sugar, pandan leaves, and a little cinnamon. Once cooked, the ginger water is poured into a glass, then sprinkled with chopped walnuts. When you drink it, the hot and warm taste of the ginger is felt in your throat. This warm taste mixes with the sweet taste of coconut sugar. To make it more delicious, air guraka is also added with milk. The addition of milk makes the ginger texture smooth and soft. Air guraka is the favorite drink for the people of Maluku, especially North Halmahera, when relaxing in the afternoon. While drinking guraka, it is accompanied with fried bananas. The typical fried bananas of North Halmahera use a type of duck-mouth banana. The shape is long, curved, and slender, not as wide as a banana in general, because the banana is called the duck's mouth banana or mulu bebe. Guraka water has its own benefits. Apart from being able to warm the body, this traditional drink is also believed to melt fat, relieve sore throats, and to have the effect of strengthening immunity. This traditional drink is easy to find in various regions in Maluku. Most of the sellers sell this drink at night, because the benefits are felt when enjoyed at night. The price is relatively cheap. The guraka water is sold from 6,000 rupiah to 10,000 rupiah per glass, while the duck's mouth banana is sold for 10,000 rupiah per plate. Listener, today's music corner presents a song by Salma Salsabil. Aliyah Putri Mandaya, or better known as Salma Salsabil, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. She has been rising to fame since winning Indonesian Idol singing competition in 2022. Previously, she had also participated in other talent search contests, but didn't make it to win. In 2023, Salma released a single entitled Bunga Hati, or Flower of My Heart, which became a hit at that time. In June 2024, she released another hit single entitled Boleh Juga, In this song, Salma collaborates for the first time with the trio of Ramadia, Ilman Ibrahim, and Anindyo Baskoro, who acted as songwriters and producers. The song Boleh Juga tells about feelings of attraction and an honest emotional connection with someone that she cannot have. Well, listener, here is Salma Salsabil with the song Boleh Juga.
Ku tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada. Sembunyikan rasa meski berlaga tak mau kau tahu ku merasakan yang sama.
So, Indonesia is going to celebrate our Independence Day, and all people has been starting to celebrate it. We got a lot of competitions, and it's not only held in the country, but also at places with a lot of Indonesians in there. For example, in Japan, Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo held a karaoke competition titled Idola Indonesia di Jepang, or Indonesian Idol in Japan. But it has nothing to do with the Idol or Indonesian Idol or even the Idol franchise itself. And the karaoke competition was held on August the 8th until the 9th, aka during the weekend, and some 89 Indonesian citizens join in the first time karaoke competition itself. And according And according to the Indonesian embassy in Tokyo's information, social and culture coordinator Muhammad Al Aula, a lot of people, Indonesian people from Okinawa to Hokkaido can join in, and apparently not every one of them can come to the embassy, but they can join in by using Zoom. And not only joined by 89 people, but the competition was watched by more than 1,000 Indonesian citizens who voted for the winner. And then, who is the winner of this competition based on the voting? They have Rivaldo from Nara, and then the group vokal Petani Negeri Sakura, aka the Indonesian farmer in Japan's vocal group from Ibaraki, as the second place. And there is also Abdul Seo from Nagoya as the third winner. This is very uncommon, by the way, listener. Usually they will be playing a lot of traditional games like running in a sack, or we call it balap karung and other things, but karaoke seems a lot fun too. So it's kind of nice to know that Indonesian citizens, despite being abroad, still liking to enjoy a lot of competition related to the celebration of Indonesian independence. And more from Indonesia still coming, so stay tuned on Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Drive me to the town. Sleep with me tonight. She's my lonely wife. Nothing is forever. Nothing is for real. And do you want to leave me? Why don't you just kiss me? Nothing is for real. Do you want to leave me? Why don't you just kiss me?
Lagu disco yang buat aku bosan. Klub ini ramai tapi jiwa aku kosong. I need you on my side. The great night gown.
the light terus ku kini jiwaku telan dan hatiku tergores oleh pandangan yang tajam. Ku hampiri dia, kita bertukar info, tak masuk majalah tapi kita dalam tempo. Musik disco ini disco karena dia bukan gadis. Ku lelaki bermulut pahit ambil gadis manis. Mata-mata melihatku seperti James Bond. And I went home, yeah I went home. Perjumpaan yang pendek tapi aku feeling so low. Perjumpaan yang pendek tapi aku feeling so low.
This disco let you die.
I want you and I need you.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Voice of Indonesia.
GAC.
Memang kau tadi sisiku,
yep.
Memang kau jauh dariku, yeah. Namun sama kau di hatiku, nantikan selalu kehadiranmu, yeah.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
Berbaring di dalam kamar tidurku, menantikan selalu kabar darimu. Melihat fotomu, yes, it helps a little. Tak berarti ku tak rindu kau keliru.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
Oh, wow.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
Dan ku kan selalu milikmu, walaupun aku harus jauh dari sisimu.
Aku heran, telepon darimu makes it so much better.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
I believe that.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
No.
Jangan kau ragu lagi, ku kan selalu peduli. Jangan kau takut, ku akan pergi. Karena kau selalu ada di hati.
Sama-sama.
hatiku.
Aku ini milikmu.
In Japan, they celebrate earlier Indonesia's Independence Day. In Australia, they are not going to have a karaoke, but instead they pick a more flashy way to celebrate the day, which is by using a drone show. So reported by NTT.co.id, I believe all people in Melbourne have watched the drone show held at on August the 8th until the 10th, aka last weekend. And according to the Indonesian Consulate General in Melbourne, the event itself presented the logo, the official logo of Indonesian 80th anniversary of independence, which was can be seen by around 1.2 million people in the city. And besides the drawing itself, the celebration of Indonesian independence was also enlivened by International Food Festival at Queen Victoria Market, which is an icon in Melbourne. And not only showcasing Indonesian cuisines, but this event also showcases the foods from China, Brazil, South Korea, Australia, and the Philippines. And this is a very nice one. So I'd like to tell you that if it's going to be in August and it's around the 17th of August, you got to look around all around you, especially the Indonesian embassy out there, because we will hold a very nice event in which you can not only see our culture, but if you're lucky, you can also enjoy our cuisines. And listener, after this, I'd like to play you a very, very nice story about Finnissy. But first, we would like to play you this one. We have Mounts featuring Fade to Black with Summertime.
Bebaskan dirimu, biar sebebas laguku. Warnai harimu, biar sebiru langitku. Sambut harimu, dan katakan kepadaku, kau siap menuju kenangan baru.
Kita muda dan berbeda, hadapi hari bersama. Let's fly away and don't come back, so let's go.
Let's live it all wild and free.
Let's live it all wild and free.
Let's live it all wild and free.
We
feel
alright.
We feel alright.
We feel alright.
We feel alright.
this is it.
How was summertime?
Yeah, it's summertime, baby, let's roll.
Like a sound stereo out of control.
We gotta dancing, singing, bouncing, laughing, jumping.
While the music's still playing.
Make it out loud where nobody's seen.
From the pedal to the metal, get the settle.
Let's bounce, what is
happening? Ini waktunya.
Karena
this is our time.
Indonesia.
Yang jaya di lautan pada milenium.
Those who were victorious at the sea is the first millennium were the Indonesian people, the Malays, none of Chinese who sailed. It was only after South could no longer access the Silk Route by land that they looked for trade routes by sea. That was in the 11th or 12th century. Before that, no, there weren't Chinese who sailed. Aren't you afraid of 8 to 9 meter waves? He said that to me. I said that in Indonesia, I've never seen waves of 9 meters. I want to see it. And he immediately shook hands with me. That's it, sir. That's it.
Di Indonesia belum pernah saya lihat 9 meter. Saya kok pengen lihat. Langsung selamat saya, Pak. Jadi, oke. Dia bilang. Kalau istilah PVC itu sepertinya muncul pada abad ke-19, sekitar tahun 1830-an, 40-an.
Period around the 19th century in around 1830 to 40, and it refers to a type of sail that actually comes from Europe, which imitates the international term schooner catch or calf catch, which means a sail that is installed in the direction of the bow of the boat. It seems that these sails were first used in the western regions of the archipelago, such as Riau, Belitung, etc. Until the end of the 19th century, this type of sail was increasingly used towards the east. So the sail also arrived in Sulawesi, and here the sail was changed, which we know now as the Finnish sail.
Jenis layar itu makin banyak digunakan, makin ke arah timur, sehingga akhirnya ide layarnya itu juga tiba di Sulawesi. Dan di sini pun layarnya diubah sedemikian rupa sehingga menjadi yang kita sekarang mengenali sebagai layar penisi.
Indonesian people are challenged to become more resilient in facing life at sea. One of the communities that is able to run a shipping system and build ships is the Bulukumba community. However, the term Finisi became known in the 1950s.
Istilah Finisi itu secara umum baru muncul dalam cetakan, koran, dan sebagainya pada tahun
The term Phoenician generally only appeared in printing like newspapers and so on in the early 50s of the 20th century. In 1960, the administration of the first Indonesian president Soekarno held a competition for boats to carry copra from Sulawesi to Jakarta. And in the newspaper, a question still arose about what Phoenician boat is, because the term Phoenician was not yet known to people at that time. Because in the fact, in the records of harbor master and so on, boats like that were still called palari. There was palari Solompong, there was palari Tongkol. The term Phoenician started being known in the 80s, especially after the Phoenician was brought to Vancouver. And there, the boats which were previously called palari were then called Phoenician. So the term Phoenician, which now we really take pride in, is actually a creation after the Phoenician no longer existed.
Terutama setelah ada Phoenician Nusantara yang dibawa ke Vancouver, dan di situ, di Singapura misalnya, perahu-perahu yang sebelumnya dinamakan Polari itu mulai dinamakan Phoenician. Jadi, istilah Phoenician yang sekarang ini begitu dibanggakan, sebenarnya suatu ciptaan setelah yang namanya Phoenician itu sudah tidak ada lagi. Ini ingatan masyarakat tidak terlalu tepat. Ada cerita bahwa perahu yang seperti itu yang pertama kali dibangun di
People's memory are not very accurate, and there are stories that the first such boat in Ara was in 1900, but no one remembers who built it, for whom, and so on. And until World War II, in the Dutch newspaper and the harbor master reports and so on, all projects like they were recorded as palari. So the use of the word Phoenician is something new, something that hasn't been around for too long, but with the motorization and Indonesian sailing boats, all of that disappeared in the 70s. This is a memory that people are quite proud of when Phoenician Nusantara was brought to Vancouver and more travel companies from abroad ordered boats like that. The term Phoenician was brought back as a proud memory of boat builders and sailors from the archipelago. The use of the word Phoenician to generalize all types of boats is actually a deflation of Indonesia's boat manufacturing wealth, because in Indonesia there are hundreds of types of boats and they all have their own names.
Istilah Phoenician itu diangkat kembali sebagai suatu ingatan kebanggaan pembuat perahu dan pelayar dari Ponto Bahari itu. Penggunaan kata Phoenician untuk memukul rata semua jenis perahu itu sebenarnya suatu suatu deflasi kekayaan pembuatan perahu Indonesia, karena di Indonesia ada ratusan jenis perahu yang semua punya nama tersendiri.
Phoenician became known worldwide since its first expedition to Vancouver, Canada in 1986, where one of the crew members is still sailing today.
Mungkin dari awal, saya waktu itu yang saya cerita tadi, 85 dari tim.
At that time, from the start, I remember it was in 85 when my team entered Kalangan, and then I said I wanted to come to Canada. I hadn't applied yet. Finally, after a long time, Mr. Felipe, a Frenchman who was watching us as a witness who accepted the people, I said that you're going home, right? And at that time, many of others didn't come. I went first. So then he said, do you want to come to Canada? And I said, yes, sir, if you still need more people. Then he said, you're not afraid of waves 8 to 9 meters, he said. The same to me. Then I said, in Indonesia, I've never seen 9 meters wave. I wanted to see it. We immediately shook hands, so it was a deal. At that time, I was on the machine and also on the sail. There were also 4 people from Tanah Biru also come with me. I asked to this Navy man, how many meters are the waves? Oh, this is only 7 meters. How is the 10 meters one like? I said. Relying on 2 masts and 7 dove lob sails called Pinisi. The wind has been the main force for Indonesian sailors since the 12th century to sail to their destination. If we sail, we just play with the sails according to the wind. Maybe there will be a change in the wind for several hours, like here yesterday. Sailing without wind for 2 hours could take one day because of the wind. Well, if you use an engine, you can calculate the speed and at what time we will arrive. Well, if we just play with the sails, we cannot predict when we will arrive.
Kapal Pinisi di Banan ini asalnya dari Arab, dulu pun Pak, Sulawesi Selatan.
The Pinisi ship was built originally from Arab Bulukumba, South Sulawesi. Starting from the year before independence in 1945, after independence, it already existed before. From generation to generation, we have been able to make this ship without any finished drawings. It has been passed down from our ancestors until now. We do it without any technical knowledge. It is just based on experience, and it is recognized throughout the world.
Dan di segi pengalaman saja, nah, diakui oleh seluruh dunia. Kalau dengan finishnya 1 tahun lebih. Tapi kali ini kami bikin di pantai dia pantai Anjolosari.
With the Pinisi, it took more than a year, but this time we make it on the Losari Beach. It is the fastest one because in just 2.5 months. Has been like this with 2 units with 25 people working. Yes, iron wood, BT wood, and teak wood. It only needs 3 types of wood in terms of its strength. In the sea, you can make just any kinds of wood. I used to have finishing made from BT wood, but the scarcity of BT wood forced me to use it only for the ship purpose. Now I cannot do it anymore. The deck is made of teak wood.
Sekarang tidak bisa lagi karena sudah berkurang sisa untuk patah tulang. Deknya ini kayu jati. Minas, papangnya disusun, satu-satu.
The shoots, the planks are arranged one by one. Then they go up here. After the body is finished, then the tusks are installed. Once the tusks are installed, the road is installed. The bottom is then the gutter, then the floor, then the room. The room has all the walls and partitions made. After this, it has been put on the hub. This is lowered. Then the mast is made. The mast is then put on the hose rope. The mast rope, then the sail is put on. That's it.
Tali sering, tali tian, nampak belakang, baru pasang layarnya, begitu.
The system and calculation for making Pinisi sailing ships have been known to people of Arab village Bulukumba since 19th century. However, according to a research conducted by German historian Horst Lippner, only 12 Lemo-Lemo people knew the shipbuilding system. The system is named Tatatalu.
Itu dari rumusnya begini.
That's the formula. So this is how we are ships experts, Wandi Talupi. The important thing is that we know the length, width, and height, that this is 6 meters, the length is 30 meters, the height is 3 meters. They keep installing it, and then it will be right when it hits 6 meters. Indeed, we already have experience in that aspect, without saying that it is balanced. It is already balanced because it is our technique, our experience, so that it is precise up to 6 meters without any writing about so many or so. Each one works, each one is an expert.
Ada satu hal dan itu intinya dari warisan Duniania itu, yaitu
There is one thing that is essence of world heritage, namely what we can call a formula for making it. Many people say that boats are made without drawings and so on, and that is actually not true. There is a formula that is not made into a drawing, but made into various sizes which are recorded above the gorge. There are various bangli that are used with signs that determine the measurements, for example, the location of the pegs in the hull, the length of the planks, the location of the frame, and so on. Those who will still inherit this knowledge today are the descendants of the Lemo-Lemo people. They seem to have a formula called Tatapalu, which can produce boats up to 14 meter long. PLM boats, or whatever boats were called Pinisi in the 70s, were much bigger. So there is an impression that the Ara people at some point in 1930s to 1950s created a new manufacturing formula called Tata Apa, which could produce larger boats.
Jadi ada kesan bahwa orang Ara pada suatu saat tahun 1930-an sampai 50-an menciptakan satu rumus pembuatan yang baru yang dinamakan Tata Apa yang bisa menghasilkan perahu yang lebih besar. Membangun suatu perahu itu adalah suatu hal yang sangat-sangat rumit. Secara populer, perahu layar itu diakui sebagai
building a boat is very, very complicated things. Popularly, the sailboat is recognized as the most complicated human creation that has existed before the Industrial Revolution in the 18th century. This means that throughout human history, nothing more complicated has been built than a sailboat. If we compare the parts of number of objects in this boat, whatever there is, as far as I know, is 100 times more than a cell phone. And they all have to function the same as cell phone. If you install one small part wrongly, the cell phone won't work. It's the same as if boat is installed incorrectly. One small part of the boat will not sail. And there is another point there. Boat is not something rectangular, but it created through a curve. The curve must be harmonious. If the curve is crooked, the boat will not sail. Maybe someone remembers in high school we are taught how to calculate the curve F from X, which is the most complicated, right? Maybe those who have gone through it have all said, well, this is very difficult, but the boat can only function if the curve is harmonious. The curve can be calculated in that way. So the knowledge to create curves has been going on in the archipelago for 1,000 years. And the way of conceptualizing curves is not much different from shipwrecks from the 10th century to boats built in the mid-20th century. These things are very complicated, so they are not for public consumption because they are too complicated. But in order to deepen them and make them something to be proud of, things like that should be made more public, put forward more to the general public so that they are not reduced to only Pinisi.
Cara mengkonsepkan kurva-kurva itu tidak jauh berbeda dari kapal-kapal karam yang dari abad ke-10 dengan perahu-perahu yang dibangun pada pertengahan abad ke-20. Hal-hal itu amat-amat rumit, sehingga bukan menjadi ini barang konsumsi khalayak kerana, wah, memang terlalu rumit. Tetapi untuk apa ya, memperdalamnya dan menjadikannya sesuatu yang bisa dibanggakan. Hal-hal seperti itu semestinya memang lebih diumumkan, lebih dikedepankan kepada khalayak ramai supaya itu tidak direduksi atas Pinisi doang.
Yeah.
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jatuh hati ini ke dalam rasa yang dulu yang telah membunuhku bersama dirimu. Ku bernafas lagi, bernafas di dalam cinta yang telah kau beri. Meski sempat ku rasa ini takkan terjadi, namun ku akui ku jatuh cinta lagi. Kesendirianku berakhir di sini. Temukan hidup yang baru bersama denganmu. Ku satukan lagi serpihan hati ini atas dasar cintamu. Hidupku kembali.
Jatuh hati ini ke dalam rasa yang dulu yang telah membunuhku bersama dirimu. Ku bernafas lagi, bernafas di dalam cinta yang telah kau beri. Meski sempat ku rasa ini takkan terjadi, namun ku akui ku jatuh cinta lagi. Bersama denganmu ku satukan lagi serpihan hati ini atas dasar cintamu.